lots of cards.
Are you kids touching my podcast?
No.
I'm coming in there.
Mia, quick, push on the button.
What are you kids doing?
Nothing. Nothing.
Why don't we just read a story?
Yay! Wow, do you remember do you remember making that, the beginning of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guess what, everybody? It is Monday. It's Mia.
But you still have to read the story.
All right, I'll read a story. So, it's Monday. It's Mia.
It's Mia Monday.
Hey, it's been so long since we've done a podcast. We want to say hi to everybody.
Hi.
And tell them, say hi. Who's the little boy you met a few days ago in the park? Liam. His name was Liam. Say hi, Liam.
A special shout out to Liam.
Yeah. So, Mia, it is almost summer.
Yeah, summer vacay.
Summer vacay, and you only have 3 days of school left. Are you excited?
Three.
And what grade are you going to be in next year?
Second
grade. That's exciting. Well, Mia, you had an exciting weekend, didn't you? Tell everybody some of the things you did. What was the first big thing you did? The Blender
Dash.
Tell them some of the things that happened. The Blender Dash is a run that kids got to do, but it wasn't just any run. Tell them some of the obstacles you had to run through.
Zombies, bubbles.
Did they have like color smoke?
Oh, yes. Color bombs.
Color bombs.
Water guns.
Woo. And unicorns.
Unicorn sprinklers.
Woo.
And a bark ship slide, a haystack line.
Yeah, you climbed on the haystack. It was fun, wasn't it? How did you do? Did you win the race or did you just do your best?
It wasn't a race.
Yeah, it was just everybody was participating. Well, you guys did really well. I'm really proud of you. And then, if that wasn't enough for the weekend, what was the other big event you had this weekend? You became a...
Brownie.
Yeah, and what did you walk across?
The bridging.
Yeah, you had a bridge ceremony where you were Daisy, but now you're a brownie. You looking forward to being brownie? Yeah. So what are some of the things you want to do this summer? Swim.
Go to swimming school. Go to a hotel. Go to a hotel that has a swimming school.
Yeah. Do you want to fly on a plane?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have any trips planned yet, but you never know what can happen.
I know. I'm soon gonna. I know. In a long time, I'm going to be flying on two airplanes to Ohio.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you want to see your friend. Who's your friend?
Tilly.
Yeah, your good friend Tilly is moving to Ohio. You're going to miss her, aren't you?
Yes.
It's really hard when you're a kid and your friends move away, huh? Or you move. But can I tell you something? When I was a little boy, years and years and years ago, you know, when you moved, you might not ever see your friends again. And you might lose touch with them. And because they were little kids, you don't know where the families moved. And you lost touch with people. But nowadays, guess what? Here's all the things that keep you in touch now. So people have cell phones, right? It used to be when you moved to a different house, you got a new phone when you moved to the new house. They called those landlines because the telephone lines were on the land. Well, everybody has cell phones now. And all of those are just, they're wireless. The communication is like waves, cellular waves except in the air.
Except the cords.
Right. So everybody keeps their same phone number. So if Tilly's mom keeps her phone number, we'll always know who to call and when to call. Now, the other thing is there's social media. There's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's Instagram. There's all these different services that let you stay in touch with people and you can see what they're doing. So even though you may not see Tilly a lot, you can see what's going on in her life. And then you have things like Skype and FaceTime where you can call someone and you can have a video chat with them. How cool is that?
Yeah, very, very cool.
So the good news is even though we might physically move away from each other, we can still stay
in touch.
In touch. We can stay connected. So that's something for all the kids growing up nowadays that we didn't get have when we were younger. And I have a lot of good friends when I was your age and James's age, and I lost touch with them, and I still miss them to this day. I'd love to know how their lives turned out, but I don't. Every once in a while, I try to kind of find them just to see if I can track them down. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe one day
we'll get back in touch. There was one time we did see Daddy's friends.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my big thing. My friends came to visit me. I had friends that I knew in California, and we all had a big reunion close to where I live. So we didn't have to travel for that. They came to see me. Was that fun seeing my friends? I don't normally have a lot of friends, do I, Mia?
Daddy!
What?
Tell everyone the story of how that guy saved your life.
How he saved my life? Well, when I was a young man in my 20s, we went out to the desert. And we were at the car, and we were going to go out to see some sand dunes. And when we were at the car, I said, everybody drink up. Make sure you drink some water. But I didn't think to bring the water with us. So we went out marching into the sand dunes, and we kept seeing bigger ones. And we're like, oh, let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next one. And we didn't realize how far we were walking. And it was really, really hot. And we were doing a lot of exercise out there. And then guess what? We got dehydrated, and we had to get back to the car. And even though we could see the car on the road, it was still a good ways away. And my friend, his name is John, he got to the car first, and he got the water. And he drank some water, but then he marched back to the desert to make sure I had water and my other friend had water too. And what can happen, though, is when we're hot like that, even though we can see the car, if you get too hot, you can have heat stroke, or you could faint, you just get overheated. So thankfully, my friend came back and got us the water. So I always tell him I always appreciated that. Yeah, and he also got me my job working for Disney. Because he worked for a temp agency, and I went to work for them. And because my friend worked there and was in such a good position, I think they did me a favor and said, hey, here's a nice job at Disney. Let's see if Russ wants it. And they said, would you like to have a job at Disney? And I said, oh, boy, would I. And I started there as a temporary worker, meaning just for a short time. But Disney liked the way I worked, and they said, would you like to work here all the time? And I said, yes, I would, and they gave me my job. And I was there for 13 years, and I loved it. I loved working for the Walt Disney Company. That was much fun.
Until he got a new job, then a new job, and then his final job is a window maker.
That's right. I work for a company that makes windows now. I miss working for Disney, but you know why I left? It was so we could move to Oregon and we could buy a house. We couldn't afford to buy a house in Southern California because it was so expensive. And you want to know the bigger thing, Mia?
What?
We would not have been able to afford to have a second child if we lived in Southern California because it was so expensive.
You have to pay for a child?
Well, yeah, you do, because when they're born, you have to pay for the hospital. And then you have to pay for food and clothes and education, and when you and James are going to want phones, we have to buy two phones and two cars. Everything doubles.
But Daddy, you. Oh, wait a minute.
Are you worth it? Yes, you're worth it.
Yeah. So, and you couldn't afford, and all the doctors there was too expensive. So you guys couldn't have me until they moved to Oregon.
Yeah, our money could go further in Oregon. We can have a better life. We could buy a house. You guys could go to public schools. It was nicer living. It wasn't as crowded, and it was a good place to raise children. And as soon as we moved here, who was born?
Mia. That's me.
Yeah. So are you and James going to do more YouTube videos this year finally? Are you going to start your show up, the James and Mia show again?
Yep.
Yeah? So maybe look for that. Maybe you guys will do some YouTube videos. Are you going to be a YouTuber when you grow up?
Nope.
What are you going to be? Tell them what you want to be when you grow up.
Quite a few things.
Okay.
Chef.
A chef?
Chef, veterinarian. Singer.
Can you sing your hit song, My Brother Jamesy?
Nope.
Is there any song you can sing? What about Chicken Wing? Chicken Wing, Chicken
No.
Wing. French Fry Yavaloni.
That's not how it goes.
How does it go? You sing it then if you don't like Daddy singing it.
No.
You won't sing? Is there any song? We're not walking down the street.
Don't let Daddy sing.
All right, I won't sing. Well, is there anything else you want to say? You want to see if James wants to say hi? Hey, James!
Be right back. It's time for our special guest.
Is James? Were you going to go get James?
No, you can't tell them.
All right, it's a special guest. All right, a secret. Well, listen, I know we don't do many podcasts, and it just isn't a lot of time. But now that summer's here, maybe there's more time to do stories. And I think I found an easy way to maybe bring back Spot. We'll see. Maybe there'll be some more Spot stories coming up in the near future. But we hope that, you know, you enjoy listening to the old episodes. I know James and Mia, their favorite podcast, it's not this one. It's the stories for, it's for the Reading Bug Adventures podcast. So if you want to listen to another great podcast for kids, listen to the Reading Bug Adventure podcast. It's actually a bookstore in California, and James and Mia have been there, I think, 3 times now when we visit California, and they really enjoy that. But they do great podcasts. They really put a lot of work and effort into theirs. We just kind of hang out with you now, but I'm hoping to maybe have some more stories to share with you in the future, and maybe even some spot.blot stories or the Henry stories, Hardway Henry. But we'll see. I hope you guys are going to have a great summer. I hope we have time to make more podcasts for you. I think about all the kids that might be listening out there and are fans of spot.blot, and I really thank you for that. And like I said, I wish we could make more episodes. It's just really busy. Everybody, you know, the kids all have homework now, and my wife works, and there's just not a lot of time to do podcasts. But we're going to try to do more because they get so excited when there's a new Reading Bug Adventure podcast. And I tried to tell them, I said, you know, there are other little kids out there that listen to your podcast. And if there was a new Stories for Kids podcast or a new Mia Monday podcast, then, you know, they would probably really like to hear that. So anyway, I'm not sure if James is coming. James, are you coming or not, buddy? Well, James will say hi on another podcast another day. I'm going to wrap this one up, and I hope everybody has a wonderful start to the summer of 2023, and I hope we spend a lot of summers, a lot of podcasts with you this summer, and we'll try and do it. They may not be very fancy, but, you know, James and me, I'm sure, liked hanging out with you guys. Well, anyway, take care, everybody. If you're going to bed, have a good night. If you're on a car trip, I hope you're having a good trip in your car, especially if it's a summertime vacation. Or if you're just hanging out at home, I hope you have a good time hanging out at home. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll try and have more podcasts for you soon. Take care. Bye-bye. Are you coming? I don't know. I thought they might be coming, but I don't think they're coming. James, are you coming? Nope. He's not coming. Sorry, everybody. Have a good night. Bye.